This is the MissionMonday.com podcast, where we give you a way to take the random out of random acts of kindness. You can make the world a better place, one human interaction at a time. Go to MissionMonday.com to learn more about Mark and Sam and what we do and how to make it happen where you are. Tell me about one of your mentors. That is your mission this week. What I want you to do at least once this week is make sure that you ask at least one person, hey, tell me about a mentor you've had. Just like last week, I'm going to let you know right now, this is going to run a little bit longer than normal because I want to honor somebody in this video, in this podcast. I've been thinking about this for a while, and so this week I finally decided to do it. My very first mentor I ever had in education passed away this year. It's a gentleman by the name of Dan Mihalik. Meant a lot to me. How Dan got to be my very first mentor in education was he was the guy I student taught under. And I want to tell you, I think, four different stories about Dan that really mean a lot to me. So the first time I ever met Dan was ahead of my student teaching. This would have been spring of 1997. I went up to Ryzen Middle School where I student taught, met Dan in the front office, I think by the copy machine. Dan was a former wrestling coach. And at that point in time, I was a college wrestler finishing up my senior season. When I showed up to meet him, I was in jeans and my UNK Loper wrestling sweatshirt. And you know, if you know anything about wrestling, we like to print our weight class on our gear. And so my sweatshirt said 177, as in the weight class of 177 pounds. That wasn't my sweatshirt. I wasn't a 177 pounder. I must have grabbed that off of one of my teammates and shook Dan's hand, introduced myself. And first thing he said to me was, "You're not big enough to be a 77 pounder." And he was right. It's still true. So ego checked me right away, which I appreciated. Another thing about Dan made me technology comfortable really fast. I don't think anybody in 1997 was using a digital grade book in that school other than Dan. And it was just on his computer. It wasn't some web thing. Probably uploaded it from a floppy disk. And he just said, "You're not keeping a paper grade book. I don't know why anyone does that anymore. If you want to be a good teacher, you got to learn to be comfortable with technology. If you want a paper grade book, print this off after you enter everything in there." And he just instilled in me that notion of, you're not going to be at your best unless you embrace this tool. And I'm by no means a super tech maven or super tech savvy, but I've never been tech inhibited because of that. I can remember the first day he turned the class over to me. I think he was teaching 3 8th grade history classes in a row. And he said, "We're going to have you do the first one and then I'll take over the rest of the day." And I did the first one and he looked at me and said, "I hope you're ready. You got the rest of the day." Which was like a challenge, but also a validation. It's like, you've got this figured out. You know what to do. Now go do it. I think the last thing that I want to say about Dan, I ended up the next year teaching in that same school as a history teacher. Dan's counterpart on the other 8th grade team. No, not even that. Not even that. I was ended up in a 7th grade spot, but still in the same school. And Dan, of course, was a great reference for me. And I remember he told this to my face. I know he said it all out to the people thinking about hiring me. And he said, "I've had over 30 or 40 teachers, student teachers in my career. Sam's the second best one I've had." And I just love that specificity, that he wasn't, "Hey, I've had all these student teachers. Sam's one of the best. Sam is the best." It's like, he's very specifically number two. And I know who his number one was, and he was right. She was definitely better than me. But just that notion of, I'm going to let you know how good you are, but you're still not the best. You've still got some growing you can do. And boy, was he right. So like I say, Dan passed away this year. And it was after some time, just a couple of weeks ago, that they had his celebration of life ceremony. And I did not make it to it. And the reason why I didn't make it to it is I had an event going on with my oldest son, Ezra. And I was really struggling whether I was going to go or not, or whether I was going to do this thing with Easy. And, you know, my wife is asking me, "So what do you think you're going to do?" And I just thought, what would Dan tell me? And I think Dan would have said, "Sam, go spend time with your boy." So that's what I did, and I hope I honored him with that advice that I imagine he would have given me. So Dan, you meant a lot to me. I hope you all have a mentor that means a lot to you. And this week, I like to take all positive things in my life and try to spread them out in a way that creates positivity somewhere else. So make sure you ask somebody, hey, who's a mentor you've had? What did they mean to you? What did you learn from them? And I hope they're half as good as Dan. All right, that's all I got, except I would love it if you go to missionmonday.com, and I love you guys.